Today we finish up on this part of our sermon series where we've been listening to, as Marika says, these God stories. They truly are the stories that God has authored into the lives of human beings. And there's a reason why testimonies are powerful. In fact, they are quite significant even in the court of law, aren't they? It's because they actually show us in real life what is the truth, what really happened. And the Bible calls us witnesses, and that's simply what we are. We're just witnesses of what we've seen God do and who God is. And we just share that. And I loved how, Marika, you encouraged us to share our testimonies. In fact, that's what all Paul did. A lot of his sermons was just his testimony. When he came before rulers and governors, he just shared what God did and what he saw. And there's power in that. We don't have to have a degree in theology to actually share with people who Jesus is. It's just if you know him, then just share what he's shown you and what he has revealed to you is who he is. And that's something that's very, very significant. So today we're going to also hear this testimony that God's given to our brother Ramiro. And I believe it's going to be a huge blessing for us today. If you've missed any of them, they're available on podcasts. Listen to them. They're really, really good. Not in the sense of just the story itself, but how God is revealing himself through us as his people. Ramiro is a leader in our media team. He leads also our offering team. And it's just a real joy and pleasure to have him up here and to share the story that God has authored in his life. Can we invite him up here and give him a warm welcome up to the seat? I'm going to take this back a little bit. Fantastic. We got two short people here. It makes us look very, very short up here. So, you know, put that back there a little bit. If this was a camera, you couldn't tell, you know, it'd make you look taller than you are. Mel, good to see you.
Thank you, Pastor.
So, because some people know you and some people don't, obviously you're not from Korea, are you?
No, I'm not from Korea.
Okay. Can you share a little bit about where you're from and about yourself, and then we'll go from there?
Amen. Thank you. Hello. Well, I am from Guatemala, a country in Central America. I was raised and I was born in a Christian family. I am the third of six kids. And well, I have a really fantastic childhood. My parents always teach us about God and Christianity, and we attended church almost every time. And we have really a lovely family. My parents always show us their respect to God and love him. And I was the age of 16. I was 1 month before I was going to graduate from the high school, when an event happened in my family and changed it, basically the course of our family. My father was murdered just 1 month before my... before my graduation. So this event changed everything in our family in general. And particularly in me, it develops different things inside, different feelings. And one of them was that I get angry with God, because I was every time at church, and I attend church and the youth ministries and everything. And suddenly my father was murdered and he was not with us anymore. So I say, like, so God, what this happened? Why do you do this with our family? So I completely turned it out from God. I stopped seeing him. This was for a couple of months, probably. But something inside me, I knew that I need him. And my spirit, from everything that he was receiving during the childhood, it was asking, like we just listened to this song, like this deep that is asking for this water. My spirit was also looking for that water from God. And I attended one retreat from a church, and I went there, and I was on the floor crying and asking God why, what's happened, and I just felt. Sorry, I felt two hands on my shoulders, and he says, "I'm your father. You are my son. You are not alone. And I'm gonna be with you every day of your life, wherever you go." That day, my life changed forever.
Amen.
And I just feel that a new relation of love just started in my life, like the relation that I had to love with my father, my maternal father. But this was my father, my eternal father, my spiritual father. So the life continues, and in my family, during the years later, the lack of money started to appear because of the absence of my father, who was always the provider for us.
Can you remind people how many siblings you had?
Yes, we are six. Well, we are six kids. I'm the third of them. The youngest was my sister. She was 6 years old at that time. Basically, we were five of us and younger than 18 years. So this happens, right? And I start praying to God, and I say, God, I need to find a job because I need to help my mom to bring things and to help her financially and to support the family. And God provides that job. God provides what I need at that moment. And at this point, I just realized that God is the father of the fatherless. And like we are having in our notes, it says that a father to the fatherless, a defender of the widow, and is God in his glory dwelling. So I knew that he was my father. And I knew that at the same thing that I was asking my father before, I can ask him anything. And I pray for having that job, and God give it to me. And I start working and I start helping my mom with that. However, the money was not enough for a family of six, or my mom even more, right? So we face different steps in our life, in our family. But in every moment, God always was providing for us. Every time, never, ever, we have a lack of food, and he always provides. And one time, I remember that I was praying, like, why even I'm working, but the money is not enough? And I was praying to God, and I said, God, why you don't give me a job that has that salary like the other fathers that I see at church? They provide for their families. And I was relatively young at that time. But I said, but they have this job that can provide for a family. So one time in the church that we were attending, we were planning to extend our church, and we were planning to construct a new building for our church. So the person who was preaching says, I'm going to take these envelopes. I'm going to give it to the people who wants to give to God to build his new church. And he says, I'm going to take these first 10 envelopes who were with a significant amount of money. And he said, you can take it and pay it on the, give it to, back to God and the time that you can consider of this time. And then I start seeing, I was probably in the back in the middle of the church, and I start seeing people standing, going to the front and taking that envelope. And then I noticed one thing, that only the males, the fathers, were walking on the front. And then God told me, and God said to me, did you see that pattern? I said, yes, I see that. You asked me for blessing you with a job that can have a better salary. I said, yes, but I cannot. And he said, go and take one of that envelopes. And I said, God, I cannot do that. I mean, I don't have even for the half that we have, like we are needed at this moment, and how can I take that envelope? And he says, take it. You have to trust me. And then I stand and I walk and I took that envelope and I said, God, I will take it because I trust you and I know that you're going to bless me. And the faith that you are going to put on my heart to do it. So the time passed on and then I was not able to give that money on the time that we were saying. And sometimes I was thinking, probably I'm not good because I couldn't give what I promised to God. However, God started blessing me in another steps, and I was getting different opportunities to work for other companies or getting freelance jobs. And at what moment I was able to have all the money together. And I said, well, thank you, God. I have it right now. And I said, well, I could even just pay one month, like I was saying. But I said, no. I decided to take everything at once. And even it was a couple of things that I was saving. And I said, I will take it, everything. And I went and I said, God, you promised. And here it is. Thank you. Because I put my faith on you. And you were always providing for us. And these events were only to help me to grow my faith. It was just God's loving and show me how he loves me. He giving me the opportunity to do different things to grow my faith. And then God allowed me also during all this time to be kind of like a figure father for my siblings in the way of providing for the family. And there is one verse here on that says, but those who delight in the law of the Lord and who meditate in his law day and night, that person is like the tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf doesn't wither. Wherever they do, prospers. I read that one time and I took it as a promise for me. And I said, I want to be like that tree that keeps the fruit. And yes, I was in that moment. But not only that, God gave me the blessing to provide for my family. But something that I learned was that it was not me that, even though I was going out, I have a job, it was not me that I found the job. It was God who provides the job. It was God who wants giving another jobs as a freelancer. He provides everything. And then sometimes our mind could say, no, but I am the one who is working and it is my money. But in reality, it was not. I was just a steward of God's money. And then every time God says something that I have to do with that money, I have to do it. And that is the second point that we have of today, which is God is the father and provider for our family. So it's not even our parents who are going and work. It's just God using them. But it's God in reality who is the provider for us, for our family.
Wasn't your sister, your youngest sister, she had come to really believe in something. She said something to you, didn't she?
Yes. Yeah. It was one night, I was coming back from university. We were eating always all together as a family. And my sister says, before we are having the dinner, she says to my mom and to us, she said, Mommy, God talked to me that we are not going to have lack of food in our table. And at that moment, I said, wow, God promised that we are not going to lack of food. And I trust that, and I believe it, and I take it on my heart, and I say, thank you. And I know that it's going to happen. And it happens. It is like that. So that also came to my heart, and make it stronger on trusting my Father. And trusting that if He says that He's going to do something, He's going to do it.
Yeah. When you said, Ramiro, that God was building your faith through asking you to take one of those envelopes and commit to it, even though you had really nothing, and everything that He gave you, you're just basically giving back to Him. It reminds me of that story of Abraham when God asked him to give his one and only son, Isaac, you know, on a sacrifice. Not because God wanted his life, but there was something very important that happened. It was for you. I mean, it was in this story, it was for Abraham, right?
Yes.
But something very important happened at that moment when you were able to give that.
Yes. You know why, Pastor? Because that was not only because it was a promise, but it was an action of love for me, of saying, thank you, God, you provided. And this is an act of love, of saying, thank you, because this is yours, basically. It's, you are just sharing with us, but in reality, it's His money. You're understanding that? So for me, it was that. It's an act of love, of giving to God, but it's for Him, basically.
Amen. And so what did this, you had this verse in mind, Matthew 14, 18 through 20, where Jesus takes just a few loaves and a couple of fish. This verse stood out to you in this time of knowing God, the Father, as a provider.
Yes, because we experience in many ways that even with the small things, and even with that small amount of money, for example, or even clothes or different things, God multiplies and provides in ways that we even didn't even expect it. But it was because He was taking care of us. And He said, like, if we pray and we ask Him, then He's going to give it to us. And it's not just because we need in that sense, but because He's trying to show us how much He loves us.
This isn't something we talked about before, but as it's coming up in this conversation, now that you've known God as your Father who loves you and never leaves you, and He's providing for you and your family, what was going on with you with the loss of your dad? You know, I can even tell now just sharing that, it's still so real. But now knowing God as your Father in this real way, what was He doing with the loss of your father, your earthly father, in that time and through that journey? How was he touching that part? What was He doing through the grief in that moment by knowing Him as your Father?
I just have a new identity in Him, because my new identity now is eternal, and I have a Father who is the Father of love, and I am His son. So yes, the loss of my father, that you even see today, for example, it is still sometimes touching, because there is a love, but God's love is bigger than that. And so continuing with the part of the story is that when God started blessing me and giving and providing, I felt like I was that tree that has that fruits. And the tree that people who were in need goes to the tree and take that fruit, because probably they want to take from that. But if you see from this perspective, the tree will never get that fruit for himself. It was planted to give to the people who are close to him. And even the leaves probably are going to be really big and around, and it's providing some shadow. And probably the people who are walking on in the road and saw that tree, they can say, I can just go there and just be calm and be covered by that shadow, for example. But that shadow is not because of that tree. It's because God planted and God prospered that tree and keep the fruits. And I felt like that with my family, Because he did everything on that on my heart, and he makes me free of many things. I was afraid of so many things, but he makes me free, not only on the things on that, but makes me free from sin that sometimes is trying to take you down or make you feel bad that you are not good or something. But we have the love of God, and his love is always with us. And then the time passed, and then I was gonna come to South Korea. I got a scholarship to study my PhD here. And before I was leaving, I went to visit one of my uncles who has been a spiritual blessing for me. And he gave me one prophecy, and he says, "Ramiro, go in peace, and I have a word from God for you." And he said that he has prepared already your wife, so you don't have to worry for who you are going to meet or who you are going to marry, and go in peace. And you know, and sometimes in our life we always think about that, but at that moment I just felt that I was free, and I said, "Wow, thank you, God, because you have said many things to my heart, and I believe you in all of these things." And I said, "Thank you, because I don't need to be worried in that sense. If you already have and you already planned, it's just a peace that you feel in your heart, knowing that if God says something, and he's gonna fulfill, this is something that you only experience when you met God in that moment." And this is our third point that we have today, which says, God is a faithful Father who always fulfills his promises. And I came to South Korea, and I was attending this church. And one time I was in the service, and I left the service, and I met my lovely wife, Katrina, here. And that promise was fulfilled. And you can even think that God takes care of everything of us. And how the love of God has been from losing my father, being my provider, and taking care of me, and even taking care of small things like the university, I mean, different things in life. And how he has been showing his love is something that I have to talk about. And today I'm not talking about my story, but I want to talk about God's love and how God has been in my life. It's not about what happened to me that I lost my father. It's about that he's the father of the fatherless, and he's the one who provides. In my case, I was more on the need of the financial part. But there is many people who are in the need of be healing physically, of being healing on their hearts, of being healing in different other ways. There is different needs that people have. But he's the good giver. And this is giving us our last point, that God is the Father. God the Father is the giver of every good gift. And we read in James 1:17 that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. And the next verse that we have that says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And I said this one because sometimes when we are in a situation which is not the one that we expect, sometimes we think that God is not with us. But in reality, it's not. He's always with us. He promised that he's going to be with us every moment. That he said to me at that time, I'm going to be with you every day of your life, wherever you go. And at that time, I was just thinking, how is that wherever you go if I can just hardly come here to this place? Right. But God has given me the ability to go to different places. And I have seen how God is fulfilling his promise, and the love that he's giving to me is the one that I want to talk and that I'm talking today. And I want you to take that, you who are here in this auditorium, or if you are listening on the podcast.
Praise God. I think we can see that. Amen. Amen. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
Okay. If you want to...
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you as we close on this is, when that life change happened for you, it wasn't, if I remember correctly, your life hasn't been circumstantially easy. You've gone through some very difficult times. Mm-hmm. But what has, through this, what has God built in you to be able to see and experience through those difficult times regarding your faith in him?
I think regarding my faith is the promise that God gave me. And I took them on my heart and I believe it. And I know that if God says that he's going to be with me, he's going to be with me. He's with me. And I always compare and try to put an analogy, like, if there is a daughter and a father, for example, or of a son and a father, and the father says, I'm going to take you and eat some ice cream, for example. The daughter or the son, he knows he's going to get the ice cream. He's not thinking, my father is going to buy it to me or not. No, he knows that. And that's why that part of trusting God and knowing that he's going to do it is how my faith has been grown. Even in the difficulties, I mean, I haven't shared here all the details of all these things, but having, like you said, because I've shared with you before, but even during that difficulties, when God is there, you don't need anything else. You just need his love.
Amen. Praise God. Thank Amen. You very much, Romero.
Thank you.
We'll give you a hand. Thank you. Aren't these testimonies such a blessing to hear? Just so real. And I love what the last thing you brought to us there. It really sums up what I know of you and Katrina. That when you hear God's promise, it's as if it's done. and that's how they live. And the truth is, we need to all know and live in this manner, because it's truly the only way that we can actually have the things that we desire, which is peace, which is rest, which is living from a place of a firm foundation. Because God's promises, I love that illustration of the ice cream, by the way, it's sure, it's a done deal, there's no question. Yeah, it's that's it. And so my question for us as we listen to this testimony and process is, do you know God as your Father? It's such an important question. It's something that God is wanting to reveal to us today, and I believe he has, that he is our Father. He desires to be your Father. Yeah? Because when you know him as your Father, there is that relationship that truly is unshakable. Now, I know some of us have had experiences with our own fathers or a fatherlessness experience, and I think those are important to acknowledge, really important to acknowledge. In fact, In my experience with counseling people, the role of a father has come to my attention, and also there's great evidence of how important that relationship between a father and their child is. And those who haven't had the greatest experiences with the relationship with the father, it had really powerful effects on us, on those of us who haven't had that father figure or that good father in our life, or we lost a father. Now, those are important to recognize and to come into an awareness of, but here's what I would like for us to hear so clearly. Your earthly father cannot compare with who our heavenly father is. And it's important that we come to this place where we recognize what our relationship was with our father, or the ones that we, if we didn't have a father, and let that be our earthly father, but not attach that somehow to our heavenly father. Be able to let that be our earthly father and come to a place of freedom to start to know your heavenly father, because your heavenly father, he's good. And he is one who can actually bring you into a relationship that you've not only longed for, but what you've been created for. And for us, I'm going to speak to now dads, because I know there's a few dads here. I believe the majority of us here, not all of us, want to be good dads to our kids. True? That's what we long for. I know we are confronted with the fact that sometimes we're not, and sometimes we can be better. But here's the truth. You cannot be a good dad, even the dad you want to be, if you don't know God as your father. You just can't. It's impossible. The only thing that we as parents can do the best is do what our parents did, or do the opposite of what our parents did. But even that, if you are a parent, you'll understand what I'm saying. You'll say things that you said you never will say. You'll do things that you believe that your parents should have never done, but you will do, because that is what we're limited to. But here's the thing. When we know God is our Father, that He is the one who loves us in the only way that God the Father can, and He fathers you, and He disciplines you in a way that is full of love, that changes your whole perspective of even discipline, of how you've been disciplined by your parents. Because I know sometimes people hear discipline and they think punishment, but we just talked about that last week. You know, for God, He disciplines you every day. It's not a reaction to your bad actions. He's training you for the future. The punishment's already been paid for. Yeah? But that totally transforms for you as well. So everything that we're getting from Him and how He's loving us is then what He not just models for you, but what you're experiencing from Him, you easily then are able to do for your children. In fact, it's the only way. That's why modeling is so important. You know, you can learn and hear a lot of things in a book you read, or even the scriptures, but when somebody models it for you, that's a totally different level. If you want to be the parent that God has created you to be and that you long to be, you got to know God as your Father and open your heart to Him and to be fathered by Him, as we heard from Ramiro's testimony today. Because here's one of the greatest weights as a parent, and again, I'm speaking to fathers, as I probably know the best in terms of being a dad. We have this desire in us to provide for our families. True? To be a good provider. And that's a good responsibility to take on. But that's a responsibility that will crush you. Crush you. If you don't know God as the Father, as we saw today, who is our Father and the provider for our families. Because you weren't meant to be the center of your family's universe. Okay? You're simply a disciple of Jesus Christ who follows God and leads your family by simply following God. And to know Him and trust Him as your provider, not just physically for your physical needs and money and finances, but also emotionally and spiritually for your family. And you're empty without that. You cannot lead without being full of His love and of His provision, of His promise. And that's really where the true peace comes from, is knowing Him as truly the provider of our family. When you do this, dads and moms, speaking to you right now, when you do this, there's going to be a change in you that happens that your whole family members will be able to see and to taste and to recognize. So it not only changes you, it changes everybody else. There's a difference between constantly being worried about how I'm going to provide and fear of failing and being in that, because people see that. They feel it. They experience it. And so that's how that's going to, the outcome of that is from there. And the whole other world of knowing God, as we heard today in the flesh and in Ramiro's life, of knowing that when God says something that He will do, He's going to do it. And then we're just going to just rest. Oh, God's going to give me a wife? Okay, don't have to worry about that. Onward. Yeah? Instead of spending all of that worry and energy of how I'm going to get whatever my desire is. And when we seek Him and He tells us, this is my word for you, this is my promise for you, there's the substance of our faith that we can stand on. And it frees us. This is part of the freedom. It frees us completely to where we can now focus completely on His purpose that He wants to accomplish and live through me and you. You know God in this way because this is His calling to each and one, every one of us. If you don't know God, if you don't know who He is, and this concept of Him as your Father is so foreign to you, this is His calling to you to know Him, His invitation to know Him in that way. And all you have to say is, God, I'm opening my heart and I desire to know You in this way. And if you've been a Christian and you've been coming to church in a long ways for a long time, but you don't know Him in this way, again, this is His constant pursuit, saying, I want you to know Me as your Heavenly Father. I want to show you even how the things that maybe in your relationship with your parents have maybe blocked or filtered the ways that you see Me. But I will, if you let Me, separate those things so that you're clear to see who I am as a Father, as I truly am to you. And those are the things that we can enter into in conversation with God. And guess what? He is faithful to do it. It's not about my faith ability, because Jesus told us that even the faith of a mustard seed could completely rearrange landscapes. Completely. It's not the amount of our faith that we have to be focused on. It's His perfect faithfulness that we can have faith in. That He is faithful, and He never not is. Is that grammatically correct? He's unchangeable in that. He's always faithful, and that's where our faith can go into. And as we do, we experience it. As a Father who is a Father to the fatherless, the one who is our Father who provides for us and all of our loved ones. The one who says what He says, and He never breaks His word, but He always fulfills what He says He's going to fulfill. And that He is the giver of every good gift that we can be thankful for. thank Him for that, because every good thing that you have is because of God. Every good gift is because He gave it to you as your dad in heaven. And when we recognize that, the praise that God has put inside of us will start to burst out. Burst out, no matter what your situation is, financially, emotionally, in your family, relationally, doesn't matter, workplace, it will come out. And from that place of worship that we enter into, we come into His presence and we start to see into the unseen, because it's in the unseen where things are real. It's the paradox, but that's the truth. Praise God. Thank you, Ramiro. Thank you, Katrina, for sharing that with us. And let's pray. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to confirm these things in our hearts and lead us further and further into the things that He desires for us to know.